By the year 2030, the 65 and over LGBT population in the Philadelphia region is expected to double. Irina Zhorov reports that at a meeting today, stakeholders push to improve health care for aging LGBT people.
LGBT seniors are more likely to grow older without a partner and to live alone. They're less likely to have children to help them when in need. One-fifth of LGBT seniors have no one at all to call during a crisis. That means many of them will rely primarily on formal health care services. Founder of the advocacy group LGBT Elder Initiative, Heshi Zinman, says healthcare providers and social service agencies need to be culturally competent to accommodate LGBT seniors.
Culturally competent looks like walking into an organization that serves the public and seeing images of me and my family, me and my husband, intake forms in doctor's offices and social service agencies that ask about gender identity and sexual orientation, that are gender neutral, feeling safe and respected in the services and supports that I need to access.
Teresa Osborne, Pennsylvania Secretary of Aging, says increasing representation of elderly LGBT people in groups considering policy issues in the state is important. She also said her own department will soon undergo cultural competency training. Irina Zhorov, WHYY News.